Well, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the strictest abortion ban in the country into law. The law makes nearly all abortions illegal. That includes rape or incest.
That's crazy. With the exception
in cases where the mother's life is in danger. Governor Ivey notes that because of the Roe versus Wade U.S. Supreme Court decision, the law may be unenforceable. And even, and this is really something, even televangelist Pat Robertson, who's known for his conservatism,
says he went too far.
Yeah, he says that the Alabama law has gone too far. Opponents of the new Alabama law, which is set to go into effect in 6 months, is already heading to court to stop it. And this was just a surprise to everyone. The governor says that they believe that life begins at conception. You know, and that's her argument, and that's the whole thing. But I mean,
but if you've been raped, a lady has to carry that around if she doesn't want to.
Yep.
Or incest.
No. According to the state of Alabama.
According to the state of Alabama, they're wrong because, you know.
Absolutely. Listen, here's the deal.
First of all, I'm pro-choice for women. So just let me say that. And they may be a left perspective. Mm-hmm. But let me explain something to you all. This is all about politics. This is all about having control of the Supreme Court. This is all about trying to reverse eventually Roe versus Wade because it was considered a liberal Democratic bill law. They've been trying to discuss and tear down this Roe versus Wade so they can say that the conservative party has taken back over. This is all political. Stop the hypocrisy. Critical nature of what you're saying. Republicans and conservatives get abortions all the damn time, every damn day. A conservative and a Republican gets an abortion, just like a liberal and a Democrat. It is not no more Democrats getting them than everybody has gotten them. And for them to take the political stance that they are these suddenly righteously moral people. I find that incredibly offensive that you can think that you're that morally okay when we all know you not.
Yeah.
Everybody know you not. Example, look at what's happening in our administration today. Show me the real morality here. And y'all go somewhere and sit down with all of this. We're conservatives, and the Southern Christian people who support other people who don't like Jews, gays, blacks, or anything like that. If you're supporting that, what does that say about you and your faith? I just find this really, really hard to swallow all of this, especially with the nature and the performance of our administration that's in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah.
Well, no,
and it's all hypocritical to me.
Should have the right to say
what
happens with a woman's body.
Bodies. Yep.
This is our body. They have no right to say
that. It is so weird. There's no law on the books that will tell a man what he has to do with his body.
Mm-hmm.
So why all these laws telling women what they need to do with their damn
body? And then any doctor that performs that procedure is up to 99 years in prison.
In prison, yeah.
That's forcing
your
beliefs on somebody else's.
So what happened to the law? About banning assault rifles and all of this gun violence?
That's their money, right? Shirley, no, Carla, are you kidding me?
You can't
kill an unborn fetus or child, which I can understand that argument, but you can kill a full-grown black
person. That's
what
I was going to say, the hypocrisy of it all. If you're so concerned about life, where are the protests and the outrage when, you know, black men and women are getting killed in the streets? Where
every
is that? Every day.
Our children aren't safe in school.
In schools.
But you're worried
about
this is a crisis here?
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm disgusted.
I know. Coming up next, we're going to lighten things up again. Nephew Tommy is here with his prank phone call. That's coming up right after this.